Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, get ready, it's coming. The rain, the wind, the mountain snow. The storm that pummeled Northern California is about to soak us.
Strong winds and heavy rains can lead to some pretty big problems. More car crashes, possibly debris flows or mud flows in the areas that have been scorched by wildfire in the past couple of years. You name it, Eric Scott is a captain with the LA City Fire Department.
If you get a large quantity of rainfall in a short amount of time, that increases the threat.
But he says there are really a lot of things to worry about.
Power wires that fall down that people need to be aware of. There's trees that we see toppling. There's also LA River rescues that take place.
And the freeways, they can be a mess too. CHP officer Weston Haver says they often see spinouts in the far left lane and the far right lane.
So we see a lot of crashes in areas of the freeway where water tends to build up.
He says people are almost always driving too fast for the conditions and need to slow down. In the San Fernando Valley, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Sean Ferguson with LA County Fire tells us residents need to be prepared in case there is an evacuation order. He says you should identify the important items you'll need to take with you.
Computers, photos, important documents, medications, and any other essential items for both you and your family, along with your pets as well. We always recommend having a radio and a flashlight with fresh batteries in place as well.
Ferguson says LA County Fire will increase staffing this week in areas expected to be hit hardest by the storm. And let's get more on the forecast for this storm.
Powerful storm system getting ready to slam here. Southern California wind advisories up. Further up the coast, there are flash flood watches. No flood watches yet. And into the mountains above 6,000 and 7,000 feet, winter storm warnings in place late tonight, tomorrow. That's for heavy snowfall. Rain will start rolling in here probably later today. It'll work northwest to southeast as we go on through tonight. The rain picks up, becomes heavy at times into tomorrow morning before tapering off later. Rain could accumulate 1 to 3 inches and fall heavily at times, causing ponding of the water on the roadways. Mud and rock slides possible. Even some debris flows are possible in some of the recent burn scar areas. And snow above 7,000 feet could be 1 to 3 feet. At the Weather Channel, meteorologist Ray Stage at KNX News 97.1 FM.
Now, this system has already brought a heavy snowfall up to Northern California, the Sierras in particular. And a National Weather Service meteorologist says plenty more snow is on the way today and tomorrow there.
We're seeing the potential for possibly 100 plus inches for areas along the Sierra Crest.
100 plus inches, that is 8 feet or more of snow. The Bay Area and the rest of Northern California seeing lots of rain with the storm set to sail over the Santa Cruz Mountains. That's triggering warnings about possible mud and debris flows in the recent burn areas.
Yeah, I am a little worried about the neighborhoods, you know, in Boulder Creek and Fine Dune that had the, you know, burn scar very close to their home.
Yeah, the forecast there calls for up to 10 inches of rain. An official new count of homeless people in LA County has been set for next month after the usually annual event was scrapped last year because of COVID-19. The most recent count from 2020 found more than 41,000 homeless people in the city of Los Angeles and more than 66,000 in other parts of the county, with both of those numbers marking big increases from the year before. The new count will take place from January 25th to the 26th. And anyone who wants to help should contact the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. State legislators will hear from the public and go on the offensive when it comes to how poorly they feel the state is handling the rehab industry.
There are numerous stories of people who are in rehab for everything from drugs to mental health and depression, and who end up back on the streets and at some point dead. Part of the problem is the lack of stringent regulations and licensing when it comes to rehab facilities. That's where today's hearing comes in, led by Laguna Beach Assemblywoman Cottie Petrie Norris. Petrie Norris wants to put pressure on the state's health care services department. It's the agency which oversees those who operate rehab centers. There will be input from many groups, including the Betty Ford Center. With 1,800 care facilities in the state, from very large to small, Keeping an eye on all of them may be difficult, but the assembly member wants answers and says she is determined to get them. Bob Brill, KNX News 97.1 FM.
If you're interested in getting solar panels, you might want to do it sooner rather than later. California's Public Utilities Commission is set to issue some proposed reforms today that could sharply reduce the current financial incentives for homeowners to install the panels as part of a plan aimed at cutting the electric bills of most other Californians. Power companies say people who have solar panels are no longer paying their fair share for the overall cost of operating the state's energy grid. A new farm animal welfare law has prompted some California restaurants and grocery stores to file a lawsuit to block its implementation. It's meant to ensure that animals raised for food are brought up in a humane environment. But the California Grocers Association says the law, which is set to take effect New Year's Day, requires so many changes it will lead to massive meat shortages and price hikes. The borders of the districts of L.A. County supervisors are about to move, and for the first time ever, the change will be made by a group of ordinary citizens instead of by the supervisors themselves. A special civilian redistricting commission finally hashed out a final version of a new map last night and is expected to formally approve it on Wednesday. It includes several significant changes, including ones that will create the county's second district with a majority Latino population. A judge is set to make a key ruling in the case of two former Torrance police officers accused of spray painting a swastika on a vehicle impounded from a theft suspect. The judge is expected to decide whether to throw out evidence that the former officers shared racist and homophobic text messages on their personal phones. Their attorney says the search warrant used to gather the text was overly broad.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.